from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Montserrat suggests some residents leave the island as evacuation centres come under pressure. Trinidad's ruling party moves to censor Ralph Mirage. And a vigil for West Indies player Shiv Narayan Chanderpaul. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Montserrat's authorities are asking for the evacuation of young children and old people to neighbouring islands. This follows the removal of some people in eastern villages to the northern side of the island. I asked Montserrat's governor, Frank Savage, whether the recommendation to remove children and old people means an increase in concern about volcanic activity.
Well, we are at a fairly high state of alert. We are in the sort of upper orange region. We can cope with what we've got at present. But if there was to be further evacuations to the north, we would increasingly have difficulty looking after people who are most vulnerable. And so last night on our regular evening update to the public, I suggested that those who were able to, those who had relatives in neighbouring islands, and those who had the money to do so might consider that moving elderly people or young children to relatives just for the immediate future. We see it as sensible planning. We don't see it as a panic measure at all.
So the people that you're asking to move, if possible, to neighbouring islands at the moment, when do you want them to go? Do you want them to go immediately?
This is a decision for the individuals themselves. We're not, the scientists are not saying there is a need to move people off the island. We're merely saying as administrators, it will enable us to concentrate upon the most vulnerable members of the community if it is possible, without causing any alarm, for people who can afford it, people who have got alternative arrangements in the Caribbean, for people to maybe advance their holiday for a few weeks, stay with relatives. We're not pretending that if people are to be relocated, we can replicate the comforts which people have got at home. And it's been quite obvious from the first relocations that that is the case, particularly with the elderly and infirm.
Have the scientists given you any sort of indication as to how long this could be uncertain volcanic activity?
No. These are questions we ask twice a day. We put the scientists under very great pressure. But it is an imprecise science. The only thing they tell us for certainty is that they will give us adequate time to move people. But none of them can say whether this is going to deteriorate further, whether the volcano is going to go back to sleep. And I don't think there's a seismologist or a volcanologist in the world who could give us those answers at the moment.
Montserrat's Governor Frank Savage. Trinidad and Tobago's ruling People's National Movement is closing in on the brother of the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Ralph Mirage last week resigned his cabinet post while criticising PNM political leader Prime Minister Patrick Manning. The party today called an emergency general council meeting for Thursday to deal with Mr. Mirage. Tony Fraser reports.
It would seem that today's initiative to call a general council meeting started last night. The executive of Mr. Mirage's San Fernando West constituency passed a no-confidence motion against him and signalled a vote of confidence in Prime Minister Manning. Up till yesterday, party chairman Dr. Lenny Says, reacting to Mr. Mirage's decision to speak on an opposition platform this evening, was saying that the party will deal with it in 2 weeks' time. Today, the tempo has dramatically changed. The question, however, that will face the PNM after Mr. Mirage is inevitably expelled, will the Prime Minister have Mr. Mirage's seat declared vacant as he no longer is a member of the party? Two major questions will face the government. Will it be able to chance a by-election in a constituency where it does not have a commanding majority, more so in the present circumstances where allegiances could shift against the party? On the other hand, if the government leaves Mr. Miraj to stay in Parliament and support the opposition, its majority will be reduced to one. The question is, can the government afford to govern in circumstances where, if a minister is out of the country, it could find it difficult to pass legislation in the House? Tony Fraser in Port of Spain for BBC Caribbean Report.
And efforts to remove the Speaker led to the declaration of a state of emergency last Thursday, with Speaker Oka C. Paul being placed under house arrest. The Speaker has stepped down temporarily, but the issue is far from settled. Former speakers in three other Caribbean countries say they want to see the impasse resolved. Dominica's Neva Edwards was replaced under less trying circumstances during the inaugural meeting of the new Dominican Parliament last week. Former Speaker Edwards says Madam C. Paul should have resigned when first asked to do so.
The opposition support is important, but not enough, you know, to maintain her in the parliament. And the relationships there will always be strained, and you will never perform as effectively.